Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a technology that can convert almost every drop of crude oil into valuable fuels, significantly reducing waste and boosting energy efficiency. That is exactly what India has achieved with the commissioning of the world's first and largest liquid conversion maximum residue upgradation facility, or LCMAX RUF, at the Visakhapatnam refinery. First, let's set the context. Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited, or HPCL, one of India's major state-owned refining and marketing companies, has invested a staggering 31,407 crore in this project. What makes this significant is that this facility is a landmark in India's downstream petroleum sector modernization, marking a major leap in refinery technology. The LCMAX RUF has been commissioned on 5th January 2026, and its impact is expected to be substantial. But why does this matter? To understand the significance, let's delve into the details of the LCMAX technology. When crude oil is refined, it yields a mix of light, valuable products like petrol, diesel, aviation fuel, and LPG, as well as heavy, less valuable residue like fuel oil and petroleum coke. Historically, refineries either burnt this residue or sold it at low prices, representing a significant loss of value. The LCMAX technology solves this problem by converting the heavy, bottom-of-barrel residue back into light, high-value fuels with extraordinary efficiency, approximately 93% conversion. Now, let's look at the scale of this achievement. The Visakhapatnam refinery, where this facility is located, has undergone a comprehensive modernization under the Vijag Refinery Modernization Project, with an existing capacity of 8.3 MMTPA, which is expected to expand to 15 MMTPA. This expansion makes Vijag one of India's most capable single refinery complexes, with a total project investment of over 45,000 crore across all components. So, what exactly is the LCMAX residue upgradation facility? In a modern refinery, crude oil is processed through several stages. The first stage is atmospheric distillation, where crude is heated, and lighter fractions like LPG, naphtha, and petrol rise and are collected, while heavier fractions like diesel and fuel oil remain. The second stage is vacuum distillation, where the heavy remainder is further processed under vacuum to extract vacuum gas oil, leaving vacuum residue at the bottom. The LCMAX technology comes in at the third stage, residue upgradation, where it uses an advanced fluid catalytic cracking process under optimized conditions to convert up to 93% of vacuum residue into light, marketable fuels. What does this mean for India's energy security? The less residue wasted per barrel, the fewer total barrels India needs to import for the same fuel output. At scale, 15 MMTPA, the savings are substantial. Additionally, this technology reduces the generation of petroleum coke, which has pollution implications and has been a growing concern for India. The LCMAX technology also represents a potential for India to license or export the technology globally, shifting from being a technology buyer to a technology provider in the downstream sector. Now, let us turn to India's refinery landscape. India is the world's third largest oil refiner, after the United States and China, with a total refining capacity of approximately 255 MMTPA across 23 refineries. However, despite this capacity, India still imports the majority of its crude oil, making refinery efficiency a direct driver of import costs. India's crude import dependence is around 88%, with major import sources being Iraq, Russia, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE. The value of India's crude imports is approximately $150 billion annually, one of India's largest import items. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The LC Max RUF is located at the Visakhapatnam refinery in Andhra Pradesh with an investment of 31,407 crore, approximately $3.7 billion. This facility is the world's first and largest LC Max facility, with an efficiency of approximately 93% conversion of vacuum residue to high-value fuels like petrol, diesel, LPG, and ATF. The Vijag Refinery Modernization Project aims to expand the refinery's capacity from 8.3 MMTPA to 15 MMTPA. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember that HPCL is Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited, a PSU under the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas. The LC Max RUF is the world's first, located at Visakhapatnam, commissioned on 5th January 2026, with an investment of 31,407 crore and 93% residue conversion. The Vijag Refinery Modernization Project aims to expand the capacity from 8.3 MMTPA to 15 MMTPA. India's refining capacity is approximately 255 MMTPA, making it the world's third largest refiner, with crude import dependence of around 88%. The largest suppliers of crude oil to India are Iraq, Russia, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE. For mains, this topic connects to India's energy security strategy, downstream petroleum sector modernization, the role of public sector oil companies like IOC, HPCL, and BPCL in India's energy economy, reducing the crude import bill through refinery efficiency, petcoke management, and India's 2070 net zero ambition and transition economics. In conclusion, the commissioning of the LC Max RUF at the Visakhapatnam refinery marks a significant milestone in India's refinery modernization journey, with far-reaching implications for the country's energy security and economy. As India continues to navigate its energy transition, technologies like the LC Max RUF will play a crucial role in reducing waste, boosting efficiency, and achieving a more sustainable energy future.